Welcome to another episode of HBR. I'm your host, Enigma, and today I will be talking about a new little toy I got. It's a Zune 30GB MP3 player, video MP3 player. I wanted to talk about the pros and cons of this versus the iPod, and before everybody yells at me for being a sellout and getting a Microsoft product, the only reason that I purchased this was I got a good deal because I recently bought a new laptop, and I got a deal at Circuit City with the Zune and the laptop. I think I got the Zune for $80, and it was like price point was like $140. So I'll get started with the pros. The thing that attracted me the most for this MP3 player was the large screen. It's got a 3-inch screen that's got a beautiful display, and that's what first caught my eye and the reason that I even asked about it. It also has a very easy interface. The sync software is, in my opinion, a lot less annoying than the iPod sync. I've had issues with the iPod sync on a Windows box all the time in the past. And the Zune software, I haven't had issues. Since it's a Microsoft product, I would hope I wouldn't. The price point for the 30GB video iPod, I believe, is a little bit steeper than, I want to say it's around $150. I got mine for $80. Again, the normal price point is $140, so they're about the same. The battery life I was actually impressed with. I've never actually clocked it on the video side, but I get about 10 to 15 hours on the audio side, and I've never really clocked it from, you know, straight continuous play. It's been interrupted, so I'm sure that it's not a very good guide for that. Another nice feature is it has a wireless sync, which I was kind of impressed with. I still need to play around with it a little bit, but you can, if you're within your home network, you can specify your SSID and your WEP or WPA key in the sync software, and it'll automatically sync to your computer that you have the whatever you specify is in its library. So if you have like a file server, you can wirelessly sync to that file server. It's also got a built-in FM radio, and I found this kind of neat. I don't even know if the iPod has this, but you know, if you want to listen to the radio, you can. Another feature that I haven't tested yet, but I want to play around with, is it's compatible with the Windows Vista Home Premium and Ultimate support for the DVR codec, which is their codec for their media center, and you can record movies or TV shows from your Windows Media Center with a TV tuner and actually play it back on your Zune, which I don't know how that actually works. I want to play around with it and see what I can get out of it. The cons, the software only works in Windows. It doesn't have any Wine support at the moment in Linux, and there's plenty of hacks out there for the iPod. I haven't found a lot for the Zune, probably because it's, you know, a Microsoft product and it's proprietary, but if anybody knows of any cool hacks with the Zune, please let me know. You can email me at the site or the feedback link, whatever, because I'd really like to play around with this. And the other con is not enough codec support. I'll go through the codecs right now. It obviously supports WMA for video. It supports MP3 for audio. MP3 playlists, WMA was Windows Media Audio, and WMV for the Windows Media Video. As I said, it supports the Windows Media Center DVR, which is the .DVRMS. It supports Zune playlists, obviously. It supports MPEG-4 video. It supports MP4. It supports AAC audio created with the AAC-LC audio codec, M4A and M4B. I've never seen that codec, so I don't know much about it, but the Zune supports it. And that's about it. So a lot of the codecs, like your DivX codecs and that, aren't supported natively, which means you would have to convert them to one of these codecs and then let the software, or the Zune software, sync it up. It won't see anything in your library in the Zune software that isn't in these codecs, so you would have to convert it and then stick it in the folder that's your Zune library to get it to recognize to even sync to your Zune, which I think is a little bit of a downfall. I think it should have a little bit more support, but again, it's a Microsoft product, so what can you expect? All in all, I've been very happy with my Zune. I don't do a lot of things with... Basically, the only thing I got for this MP3 player for was for audio listening to work and to store, you know, HackTV and Hack5 and a couple of the podcasts, Pure Pwnage, a couple of podcasts that I... or the video casts that I watch a lot, so I can watch them in the airport or watch them on the plane, whatever I wanted to. It's got a very pretty screen, so you can watch it for hours, which I did like. Most of the video iPods that I've seen, or video MP3 players, whatever you want to call them, have such a small screen that I really don't like. But this one has a nice big screen, and I do enjoy it. So that's all for today. If anybody's interested in contributing to Hacker Public Radio, please let me know. We're always in need of backup episodes, and if you want to be a monthly host, I'm sure we can work something out in the rotation. So email me at admin@hackerpublicradio.org, or if you have any comments about this show or any show, you know, you loved it, you hated it, whatever you want to comment about, please email feedback@hackerpublicradio.org. And have a nice day.